Happy Mother's Day. All right. They said be kind of a clean show, and I thought, then I have no material. So I figured, I'm just going to tell a story about my mother, because that feels appropriate. It's a good story. It's not like, I'm a big fan of my mom. She worked a lot when I was growing up. My dad left when I was like 10, so my mom was left with two kids on a teacher's salary. So she worked like four jobs, and then on the weekend she taught arts and crafts, and in the summer she ran a youth theater camp. So she was like a very busy woman. And what I didn't realize as a kid, but realize now as an adult who has bills of his own, is that when you've got two little brats in the house that are whining about things they don't have, I gotta feel like that grates on you when you're working your fingers to the bone and you're living in the suburbs of all things. She didn't put us like in the ghetto in a one-bedroom apartment, like share your bed, take it in shifts. No, we each had our own bedroom. Like, yeah, this is a hard-working woman. So when we were like, we didn't get 1,000 things for Christmas, she got very angry. And her way of dealing with it was that she would say, I'm gonna take you to Van Buren. I was raised in Phoenix. Van Buren is the worst street in all of Phoenix. It's in downtown Phoenix. It was, at 10 years old, I knew that if I wanted a hooker, go to Van Buren. That's how bad Van Buren was. So she would take us to Van Buren. She would drive us to Van Buren, drive us up and down the street, point out all the things. Do you see? Do you see? People in the streets, do you see? Look at the houses falling apart, do you see? This kid's riding a bike with no wheels. Do you see? Middle of the day, she would do this. And we would, that looks terrible. We wouldn't want to live there. Can we go home now for the air conditioning and the things that we have that we're going to complain about having? And one time, it came to a head where she threatened to take us to Van Buren. She took us down to Van Buren. This was at night. This was like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And she said, I'm taking you to Van Buren. We went out to Van Buren, and she made the same threat she's always made. She said, well, why don't you get out and walk? See the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let me out right here. I will walk. I'm 12. I got this. Not a problem. She gave me $1. She said, at the end of the road, there's a bus that comes every 30 minutes. It'll take you home. I'll see you then. I got out of the car, and I saw her car go around the corner. I think I shit myself. That was a memory in my head. I saw people sleeping in the middle of the street. And I said, oh, wow, this is not a good place to be. I watched a lot of horror movies. I was thinking, they're not actually sleeping. If I get close enough, they're going to stab me. So I had to kind of play this, like hot lava when you're a kid, around just people sleeping in the street. And then I'm looking, and the distance from where I was standing to where she said the bus was may have well been another country. It was just from here to wherever it was just lined with evil. Might have had, like, knives flying through the air, crackheads shooting their guns. Come on, little kid, you know. And so I took a side street. I don't know why. I walked about... I feel like I walked up and down that street or around that street or in circles in the middle of the street. I don't really know. I lost track of time. And then I just heard a voice say, get on out here. And I got on out of there and ran back to the main street. And I'm like, okay, this really sucks. That bus is not here yet. I'd still have to walk to the, if I saw the bus, I'd have to run to the bus and then wait another half hour. I was frightened and I'd been there forever at this point. And then my mom pulled up the car. And I got in, and I said, you're a crazy person. This is no place for a 12-year-old, and you were going to make me take a bus at what is it? It's 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. You make me walk to a bus. She said, Mitch, the bus doesn't run this late, and it wouldn't go to our house anyway. I was sitting right there at the end of the street watching. You were gone for 2 minutes. Now, the lesson I was supposed to learn is to appreciate what I have. The actual lesson that I learned that I bestow onto you now is that never call your mother's bluff. They put up with a lot of shit raising you. They don't play games. When they make a threat, it's not empty. Have a happy Mother's Day.